use the B word. Thank you for my mic on, Richie.
You're welcome.
Bathroom? Yeah, right.
Bathroom.
Take a
bathroom
break. It's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Doug working on a lot of things that are going on in the world today. Most brides are interested in getting a diamond, it would appear. Mm-hmm. How would you like to
non-brides
have
too.
A choice? There are apparently circumstances that are presenting themselves that would suggest that women today are saying that they would prefer to have a choice. So when you are on your knees asking the woman that you love,
will you marry
to
me?
Marry me. The conventional wisdom is that you get 4 or 5 rings and bring them to the woman that you love and ask her to pick one of these.
Even I think that's ridiculous.
Here's the one you get. If you don't like it,
no.
Eat it.
Now, that's not cool either because you have to wear that thing every single day.
Yeah, but right, so, let me tell you how this works, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Doug, I'm sure you didn't do anything. Roberta, I don't know what your story was with the ring. But you know before you even go to the store exactly what she wants.
Oh, yeah.
How?
No,
how do you know?
She's told you.
She's told you.
Really?
My wife made it very clear what kind of diamonds she liked.
Did you go ring shopping?
What kind of settings she liked.
But it wasn't a surprise, though. It wasn't that you were getting it down on you and say, will you marry me? And it was a surprise.
It was totally a surprise.
Knew.
But she knew that, you know, hey, listen, I better let him know what I want. And when I gave her the ring, it was exactly what she wanted because I'm not a moron.
Really?
So what did she want? What exactly did she want?
Well, you know, it's funny. She wanted an emerald cut and a titanium, and with the couple of diamonds around it. So, okay.
Roberta prefers cubic zirconia.
Go to the family jeweler. Well, the funny thing is
how
that
do you know the difference? Really? Come on.
You can tell the difference.
You can
in a heartbeat.
Well, most people
in a heartbeat.
Doug, once again, you're a moron, and here's why.
I can tell in a heartbeat. You don't think they
run to the jeweler and have it checked?
Or forget right, that. So just go to the nearest piece of glass.
Yeah. I told Meredith that when I was in a couple of weeks ago, I was in a store getting my watches fixed. There's a little cute little store in the farmer's market off of Fairfax in Los Angeles where I bring my things to get fixed. And so I was in there, I was looking around, and I bought her a little watch. She's not listening now, so I can say it wasn't expensive. It was cute because it fit in with a lot of her decor. She has horses and she loves the horse stuff. So I got her that, and I told her I got her a surprise, and she said, you didn't buy me jewelry, did you? Remember we had that conversation on the air, was it about a month ago or maybe more recently than that, about jewelry? And she doesn't want jewelry. She doesn't want, she's one of these people who knows if she's going to have something that she's going to wear, she has to pick it out herself. And she doesn't want, even if it's something that's a loving trinket from somebody that you care about, but she does like the watch, which I gave her yesterday, which was, it isn't so much, I think, and maybe both Jennifer and Roberta will yell at me, but I think if you're with the right person, it doesn't have to be monetary. It just has to be a thought attached to it. The fact that I did something that related to something that she cares about shows that I thought about actually what I got her.
Yeah, maybe and when I, you're in your 60s or in your 20s and 30s.
No, I think there's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of things
what
with thought.
What a money grubbing. Come on.
Hey,
but there's a lot. No, but let me defend the 20s and the 30s because I'm here. And I think that what, I wish I were in the 20s, by the way. That sounded really good when I said it. But I think that there is the idea behind thought. I had an experience where someone recently gave me a necklace, which was very sweet that they thought of me to give me a necklace. But you know what would have meant even more?
Keep it.
Yeah. And what would have meant even...
You still dating the guy?
No. But what would have meant even more is if the thought had gone into, what's her style like? What is, you know, what it would be... Like if,
that's
if,
what I'm saying.
That's the like the that. Biggest yeah. reward well, about of all is when someone can actually get something for you that you will actually wear.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly
that,
what I'm saying.
You know, it doesn't have to be expensive. It could be, I mean, most of my jewelry isn't expensive, but if you just give me something that you think I will wear, that means more to me than if you spent you know, something as something horribly gaudy that I would never wear.
Well, see, right. Here's the company who's trying to fix all of that. It's Okapi Jewelry.
O-C-C.
O-C-A-P-P-I-S.
O-C-C? Okay. Oh, it is. Yeah. Two P's, yeah.
And what they're trying to do is to create a little bit more of a budget ring and give you the option of taking six rings with you for that magic moment.
Well, so but they're not the real thing.
They're not the real thing.
Zirconium and sterling.
Right, right. So you can pull out the ring, put it on her finger, pop the
question. Or this one. Or this one.
And then go back and get the real one.
If she has that look like, then you say, we'll try this one. We'll try this one. Oh, that's perfect.
You know what? Take that ring if back. Somebody said that to me, I'd take the rings and I'd say, see you later, and go back to the store. Here you go. It didn't work. I'm going around. I'm looking for somebody new.
I think that's all it takes for somebody to say, I don't want to wear you.
This coming from the guy whose marriage lasted what?
You know what? I don't know if
I... difference whether it didn't have anything to do with the ring. I guarantee you that.
I don't know if it has anything... I don't know if I would like this whole... Here's
hot,
six...
By the way, after the...
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd like to have like the guy say, hey, do you like this one, or this one? I mean, if you haven't gone shopping or if you haven't talked about the type of ring you like and the guy is trying to surprise you, I think the guy should be confident enough to say, honey, I picked this ring out, but, you know, if there's something that you like more, we can exchange it. And I think that's sweet.
That's fine.
You know, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, could you present all six? And the first question she'll ask you, are you Mormon?
Right.
Are there five other girls?
Why are there five girls?
But then you face the problem. If you don't like this one, I'm happy to go change it. Oh, no, I love it. I just want the diamond to be twice as big.
Yeah, wonderful.
And by the way, I went shopping with my wife. We were going to upgrade her diamond.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen diamond prices lately?
Uh-huh.
Ain't happening.
And gold prices.
Because we're paying too much in taxes. Coming up in a moment here on Good Day, enough on this. New tax laws that are affecting everybody, but in weird ways, starting with a special tax in New York, just for Roberta, coming right up here on Good Day. If you're interested in fixing the problems of your thinning hair, I'm speaking to men and women now. Please pay attention to the next 60 seconds, because it could prove to be the most worthwhile 60 seconds you spend today, especially if you're thinking about your looks. How does your hair look? How does your hair feel? What do people think when they look at your hair? Do they think, oh, you're kind of losing it, you don't look the same as you used to? Do you get this comment from people? What's different about you? I haven't seen, what's happening? And what's happening oftentimes is that people are losing their hair and the folks are saying, you look different. What's going on with you? They don't want to say, hey, Fred, you're losing your hair, huh? Well, this is how you can fix them and it. If you're suffering from thinning hair, call this number now. 800-525-8319. That's the number for Provia. Provia takes care of the lack of life in your hair. This will bring vibrancy back to your hair, cleans out the hair follicles so that the hair that's under the skin can grow again. If you've been suffering from thinning hair, call 800-525-8319 and try this Provia serum, all natural, no side effects, easy to use, doesn't do the stuff that the normal washes and rinses do that plug up. It does the opposite, cleans them out. Cleans the pores so the hair can grow, thickens, and makes the hair look wonderfully rich. 800-525-8319. Order it now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get a free month's supply when you make a regular order. So take care of that hair of yours. Order. Say it again, Doug. Order. I'll say it one more time. Order Provia, risk-free. Get a free month supply. 800-525-8319.
Underwater? Upside down? Do these terms describe your current mortgage situation? Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans to tell you that it may be time to get HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance at a lower rate even if your home has lost value. Millions of homeowners are eligible for this program right now, including hundreds of thousands who currently have a mortgage with Bank of America. That's right. Hundreds of thousands of Bank of America clients are eligible for HARP and have not yet taken advantage of this opportunity. Quicken Loans may be able to help. To learn if you're eligible to get HARPed, log on to quickenloans.com and click on our easy-to-use HARP tool. But you've got to act right now. This unique program is scheduled to end at the end of the year, and I don't want you to miss out. Once again, if you owe more than your home is worth, or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips. Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, we're discussing women and their preferences. Here's some reaction. Twitter.com, by the way, Twitter at Good Day and Facebook.com/Good Day. A man should never buy a woman an engagement ring without her seeing it first. Instead, he should let her pick out the one she wants. When I got engaged, I took her to the jewelry store, let her pick the one she wanted. Actually, we went to several stores before finding the right one. That is the only way to do it. Anything less, she'll never be happy, and more likely, she'll never have picked out the one that you picked out for her. That's from Rusty. Here is Sabrina says, let's see here. As unromantic as this sounds, many girls I know have been doing this for a decade. They both decide to marry. The guy gives them the money, and they go get what they like. Oh,
Pretty bad.
Honey says, the best compromise I've heard is where the guy chooses the stone and then...
Let the woman set it. That's a great idea.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see that. Here.
How about the other way around?
How do you mean?
The woman chooses a stone and the guy goes and sets it.
Well, the woman will choose a little out of the price range. Maybe.
Right, yeah, that's going to be tough.
That's what I did. I chose my stone.
Rose.
Yeah, well.
So many comments there.
Tom didn't
have any to offer.
Rose says, I'm all about a woman choosing her ring. I told my fiance I don't care if my ring comes from a stand in the mall as long as I like it. And that's what matters. I like it. All right. So we're getting, as I say, close to June. People are thinking about these sorts of things, engagement time and stuff. At 21 after the hour on Good Day. Don't get married.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Top five songs this week in 1993. By the way, Meredith is listening, and she said, "I never said no jewelry."
Smart girl.
I remember her saying, "Well, no, I was. You didn't buy me jewelry, did you?" I think that was the response that I heard. It wasn't you didn't because I said I got her a little present. She said, "Oh, you didn't." So I think that's the way. We'll have a discussion about that, I'm sure.
You might
meanwhile,
have misinterpreted that. She could have been, "You didn't buy me jewelry, did you?"
I know. Maybe she wanted it.
Maybe she wanted it.
The emphasis on the wrong syllables.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Don't encourage it. Let's go back to the top five this week in 1983. Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders.
Stop it!
What?
Would you stop it? This is the second time you did that. Stop it.
Sit down, shut up, the whole thing?
No, I want to hear the whole thing.
Back on the chain.
Now you can talk.
I'm just eager to hear it, actually. See,
you know what, Doug?
It's a great
circumstance
trip.
Beyond my control.
Yes.
Whoa.
In the news of the world. Just the voice, the quality of voice
she's got. A hauntingly great voice.
What is she? She's kind of a small woman, if I remember correctly.
No, she's tall.
Not the one I'm thinking of.
One with the bangs. She's got the black bangs.
Really, the biggest pop song that the Pretenders had. Well, they had a lot of successful album work, I think, didn't they, Richie? If I remember correctly.
They have a bunch of hits. Most people are familiar with Ohio, which is the one that's Rush Limbaugh
uses.
Right, yeah.
Is his theme. Right, okay. That's number five this week in 1983. Number four, Ron. We'll bring us Lionel Richie. Another good song. Oh, you don't like this?
No, it just makes me laugh.
Why?
It's Lionel Richie.
So, what's the matter with Lionel Richie?
Nothing.
It's okay. This is one of the good pop hits.
Great pop hits.
Yeah. Number three, great English group Duran Duran.
Yes.
Great pop song as well. It's a good week for a pop music, Richie, actually. Look at all the five songs at the top of the list are really good pop songs. All right, so Hungry Like a Wolf was number three during this week in 1983, Duran Duran. They did have success with singles and albums for what?
Big time.
5 year, 6 year period?
Decade, at least.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. One of my faves in terms of pop music from this era was Culture Club. George O'Dowd.
Do you really want to make me cry?
What a weird freak this guy is.
That's strange. That's what
oh my God. Weirdo.
The pictures that we used to have on the website of me with him and Megan when we went. went to, Eric took us to one of his shows in London, and it was just awful. It was about, it was sort of his life story.
It was like a Broadway play, like a one-man play.
It was awful. Eric loves that stuff, and Megan thought it was okay, but when we went downstairs afterwards, he invited Eric to come downstairs, so we went down with him, and he had his picture taken with Megan, and I can remember the expression of Megan's face. He was something else, man. Just a character and a half. You wouldn't want to touch him, but his, listening to his music is kind of a fun thing to do. Number one for this week in 1983. No introduction needed for this. Is there another artist in the history, maybe Elvis, of pop music especially, whose songs really don't need any introduction? You don't have to say a thing. Richie, start this from the very beginning again, and you know exactly what it is. Hit it from the beginning again.
From the beginning, beginning.
Very beginning, first note.
Yeah.
Right. So everybody knows what it is, right?
Yes, you can definitely get that from the beginning. Yeah.
And isn't that the case with most of Michael Jackson's music?
With many of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, he might throw out there, yeah, definitely Elvis. He might throw out there Madonna.
Right.
You know, she's become an icon.
Madonna has.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has been. Isn't she worth $1 billion now? Did I see that this week? Became a billionaire.
Yeah, she is, and I would bet that she's very close.
Yeah, very smart. And her sister, what I know about her sister, did something interesting, but not related to what Madonna does. Coming up, taxes you'll be surprised you're paying on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Sean Robinson. Every year in the U.S., more than 350,000 hearts suddenly and unexpectedly stop. But they didn't have to. Early intervention could have saved their lives. Sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA, is a condition in which the heart suddenly and unexpectedly stops beating. On average in this country, one person dies from SCA every 90 seconds, more than breast cancer, lung cancer, or AIDS. Approximately 95% of SCA cases result in death, and while it can happen to anyone, chances are greater in African Americans. Most high-risk patients do not receive recommended treatment. Given my family's history with heart disease, I'm here to shed light on sudden cardiac arrest. Talk to your doctor. Stop SCA before it stops you. You can get more information from the Heart Rhythm Society and access to resources at arresttherisk.org.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant, too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you haven't heard, we were talking about the Rolling Stones official, that they are going to have a 50-year anniversary, right? And they call it 50 and counting or something like that.
A U.S. tour.
What a surprise. They were going to announce if they were going to have a U.S. tour or not. Tune in on Twitter to see if we're going to have a U.S. tour.
All right.
No.
Hello, Captain Obvious. Where are you?
33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Doug Steffen on the road this week. The taxes that we complain about are the ones that are obvious. You pay your income taxes. You got to have the money in a couple of weeks or you get a penalty. Then there are the usual, when you buy something, you pay a sales tax. Some states it's 4%, 5%, 6%.
10%.
In California it's like 8% or some crazy
thing.
And then there are the excise taxes you pay on cars. You pay a federal excise tax on your phone line. You have, if you look at your phone bill or your, look at the download, sorry, not the Discovery Channel or those wireless bills. Look at that. They're even taxes on top of taxes. Okay, Roberta, you ready for the newest tax in New York City?
Yes. What's the newest tax, Doug?
If you buy a bagel and have it cut, i.e. altered, you are getting an 8 cents tax because it's altered from its original state. State of New York says pay 8 cents to have somebody cut your bagel, and it's not going to the store, it's going to the state of New York.
Why?
Okay, shut your ears, Roberta. I'm excluding you, but New Yorkers are crazy.
Yeah. There you go.
No crazier than you Californians.
I don't get it. So does this apply to all foods or just bagels?
Altered bagels have an 8 cent tax, according to new legislation passed at the end of last year.
There it is. Huffington Post, Wall Street Journal.
Yep.
Really?
Get it next. Yep.
Okay,
that's
next.
Absurd. Well, what State if they dig out the middles like we do in New York?
Everybody 16 cents.
Digs out the middles.
Yeah,
of the
24 cents. Yeah.
I mean, that's really
more,
altered.
More, more, more. How do you like it? How do you like it? The state of Utah, for businesses that hire nude workers, pay an extra 10% tax for all the services sold. So if you have somebody, you hire somebody to work for you as an escort and she's fully clothed, one price, nude, 10% more, and the 10% more goes to the state of Utah. Okay, next, Alabama.
New Yorkers are crazy.
I know. Here we go. These are new taxes established this year. State of Alabama, they stack a 10-cent tax for all 54 or less card decks of playing cards sold in Nevada. Right?
Who buys those?
What's in a normal day? Oh, 52 cards?
No, 54 because it has two jokers in it.
Right.
Okay. So if you buy
two jokers in it,
a 54 card deck, you pay a 10-cent tax.
Hey, but
so
did you see in Nevada, if you pay your taxes, you get a free deck of cards for each tax return? That's awesome.
No, that's cool.
I like that.
In Colorado.
You know what New Yorkers would do? Instead of buying bagels, we'll just buy Bialys. That's all.
What's Bialy? A Bialy?
A Bialy is like half a bagel that's just like pounded flat.
I'm obsessed with finding out why I sliced a bagel.
Right.
On the Wall Street
found out
yet? Does this occur only if you bought a whole bagel and they slice it for you? What if they pre-slice it and you only want half a bagel?
You're asking too many questions.
If the bagel is eaten in the store, it's also taxed, sliced or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, because that's the part of the restaurant tax. That's the 8% and change tax.
Well, it's kind of like on a dairy store.
In a restaurant.
You can't charge. We don't charge tax for the stuff you buy in the dairy store. But if we had a place to sit down and you could eat it there,
right? Then you
we'd
have to
charge
tax.
But exactly. We don't have to check because they go out and we don't serve it so they can eat it there.
Right.
In Colorado, retailers of food are charged a tax called non-essential food-related items. Napkins, bibs, utensils, and straws are now taxed. You pay a sales tax for the food, but you also are going to pay a tax on the non-essentials that you need to eat the food, the bibs, the napkins, and the utensils. There's a special tax on that, depending on whether you have just napkins, you pay one price. If you sit there and eat it using the utensil for the store, they tax you on something else. Good God. Illinois, it charged a 5% tax on candy on top of the regular food tax. The 5% tax exempts items containing flour as a means of differentiating candy from food. Huh?
They don't say why.
You pay 5%
bagel.
More for candy. Oh, you still on the bagel,
yeah.
For God's sakes?
But apparently, sliced bread is not subject to the tax.
No.
So in Maryland, if you slice a bagel, yes, bread.
Your brothers in Maryland.
Both my brothers live in Maryland. Yes.
A flush
and
tax.
My mother.
As of the first of the year, $2.50 a month. If you're on the public water supply, public sewer,
right.
You're going to be taxed for how many times you flush.
Let me tell you something. Maryland is California light.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. It's out of control over there.
Maine. Although it's one of the smallest states, Maine produces the biggest blueberry output. The state in Maine, if you buy blueberries in Maine, you pay $1.50.
You said blueberry. I said, what the heck is a blueberry?
No, blueberries.
Blueberry.
If you buy blueberries in Maine.
Blueberry.
If you buy blueberries in Maine, there's a regular tax. No, if you don't eat them in the store, there's no tax. But now they're collecting $150 per 100 pounds of blueberries that are
sold.
Wait,
they have blueberry stores in Maine?
They have blueberry stores in Maine.
Huh.
You see, what you could do is order something to go, which is what they do here in New York, and then you can take it outside and sit down in a chair that happens to be there and eat it.
Yeah. Well, we have, outside at the farm, we have benches you can sit around and eat them.
Right.
Ice cream or do whatever you want.
You're not serving them at the table, right.
No.
You know, it's not a sit-down, but you can buy it to go and then go and sit down.
Adult diapers. This is a new thing in Connecticut. No tax on adult diapers, but children's diapers are taxed.
Okay.
can't tax the seniors, but you can tax the little ones because they're going to get it for the rest of their lives.
Well, right. Right. The little ones don't vote. Yeah. If the seniors vote, so they're going to tax the seniors. In Kansas, there's an assessment for an amusement ride if it's attached to the ground. If you ride a hot air balloon, there's no tax. If you ride the roller coaster, there's a tax.
Huh?
What if you ride a roller coaster in a hot air balloon?
You pay a tax on the roller coaster. You do not pay a tax on the balloon ride.
Why would you want to ride a roller coaster that wasn't attached to the ground?
I want to know who sits around and thinks of this stuff.
What brainiac
who
is in charge of this?
Who comes up with these crazy ideas?
So, Roberta has it right on the bagel thing, though.
What's that?
Rich is like a...
I'm determined to figure out why a cut bagel gets the tax and an uncut bagel doesn't. And Roberta had it right. It's the restaurant tax. Cut bagels cross the line when they become a prepared food sold for on-premises consumption, which is taxable.
Hmm.
Uncut bagels are typically sold for home consumption, but if you eat the uncut bagel in the restaurant, it must be taxed.
So you might as well get it sliced, too.
Yeah, but if you order it to go, though, then
you don't get the 8-cent tax. Well, you get taxed on it, but not the additional 8-cent tax.
Right. So that's what bagel places do now. Dumb. Everything is to go.
Who sits around and figures this stuff out?
I want to find the cop who says, wait a minute.
Bagel police. Yeah.
The donuts aren't taxed.
Good use of your taxpayer dollars. By the way, speaking of that, the taxpayer bought Fannie Mae. Remember when the banking crisis took place in 2008? Fannie Mae went under, so the government bought it. Last year, they've turned it around. This is probably what they're going to say. Well, this is like brilliant management here. Fannie Mae posted a $17 billion profit for last year. But the previous 4 years has lost $116 billion. Yeah. Amazing. All right, so I'm getting a headache. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm going to go get a bagel in my Virginia and not get taxed.
Right, Geico
presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become the biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details. At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind
kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Where are we? 15 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, so we often have the Chinese song, I Like Chinese. There's always something going on in China we can talk about.
Sure.
And today is no different. They have a special day for the dead in China. You know that, right? They have a special celebration every year.
Tomb Sweeping Day.
Right, that's what it's called, and it's the day for the dead. So, this, by the way, the holiday, I think, is this weekend, isn't it, for tomb sweeping in China? I think it's this weekend. Paying their respects, go to graveyards, look around. So, it's apparently a sport, though, Richie, in China, to the point where instead of, you know, you go to pay your respects, people go around to graveyards.
Yeah, you visit a graveyard, sure.
Right. Well, it isn't like it is here. The Western culture has, for a long time, until the last 40, 50 years, believed in burying its dead. In China and many Asian countries, they don't bury, they cremate. In Japan, especially, because there's no land, they can't bury anywhere, they burn everybody. In places like Guam, remember, Richie, we got off the bus, the first thing you said, well, what were these boxes on the side of the road? They just stack up boxes, cement boxes, and you can see them anywhere.
Well, it's like New Orleans, where they have the above-ground.
The above-ground ones, yeah.
Yeah, they all float
those
away.
Those are kind of cool.
They are.
Well, I mean, they're kind of fun to look at.
The little mini mausoleums, yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of cool. Yeah, and they do artsy graveyard tours and stuff in New Orleans. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so now the Chinese are using computers to access information about the people who have died, because apparently, Richie, they put little codes or stickers on the graves.
It's a QR code.
They put QR codes on the tombstones, and the QR codes are like those little two-dimensional
boxy things.
Yeah,
right?
Boxy puzzle-looking things.
Your smartphone.
And you scan it with your smartphone, and when you do, a video pops up of the deceased person,
the person
or
who's
pictures.
Yeah. Right.
So
yeah,
that you can see the
find
person
out more about these people. Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool, but here's my only problem. These things last longer than we do. Okay, so when your immediate family dies and, you know, you kind of pass on and then you just have people walking through that don't really know you, don't you think that technology is going to go with
the
us
QR
at some point?
Code,
and
yeah,
so people are going to be like, what are these squares?
Yeah,
and they're probably
going to.
Yeah, they're going to think that we're like some alien society.
But, you know,
exactly.
You cannot go to a funeral anymore without seeing some kind of video.
A montage
of the person.
Right. Right.
Why not put it on the web, put a QR code on the tombstone, and let people see it?
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, it's exactly what they're doing.
You know, there are a lot of, I didn't realize this was going on until my father died, and somebody had started online, you go to the funeral director in this case, and they put some of the highlights of the person's death, person's life up, and then people can write in, they can send in a salutation, sorry he died, what a great guy, yada, 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 my stories. And, you know, it's become part of the electronic age. So the other day, I came across a blog devoted to Edgar, my really wonderful friend who was the manager of my farm for 14, 15 years, and it reduced me to tears. I read some of the things that his family, they sent it to me because they wanted me to put something in there, but I read it and I thought, what a wonderful encapsulation of this guy's life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was profound. And maybe that's part of the technology, the new world order that's okay. 10 before the hour.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here?
Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Nothing is more.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Is getting our start.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Warren Eckstein, who is here from the Pet Show. A show heard around the country. Don't you like the way I can just, my crescendoed voice, Warren?
Yeah, you have to do my opening from now on.
Yeah, I could be your Ed McMahon. Anyway, Warren is here with the latest.
You and Gloria Stefan make a great partner to open up
Warren's
show.
I love Gloria Stefan.
She's a and the cockatoo.
Cool lady. Right, exactly. All right, we'll find out about renters and pets and flying with pets with our pet expert, Warren Eckstein, in just a moment here on Good Day.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant, too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
NatHotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips. Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels? How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Warren Eckstein here with his expertise in having, by the way, the pet corner is always one that is well received here on Good Day. We always have videos and shots, not necessarily just of my bulldog Charlotte, but lots of wonderful, wonderful, warm pictures and stories about dogs. Today, by the way, the video of the day, Richie, is Fred the Bulldog.
Oh, yeah?
Who is singing along with Luciano Pavarotti. You want to see what? Well, I want Warren and I to have a couple of serious conversations for a moment, then I want to see if we can enjoy Fred the Bulldog singing with Luciano Pavarotti. Oh, I gotta wait.
I hear Pavarotti.
Charlotte makes noises like that from time to time.
But it's usually when you walk out of the bathroom, not when you have music on.
Yeah, that reminds me about this. Oh, I was about to say, okay, Charlotte, because that does sound like Charlotte. God love her. So, Warren, what is there about dogs, more than cats, but dogs and the different breeds being able to make different sounds? Why, like, Charlotte, when she barks, she doesn't really bark. She goes, boof, 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 boof.
Different breeds and different dogs, just like different people, have different ways of communicating. For example, some dogs are real. My shepherd, for example, is a nudger. And when a dog nudges, they come over with that little high whimper and they nudge you. That usually means they want something and they usually get it. But every dog has a different way of communicating. That's why I always tell people, watch your dogs and cats under normal circumstances. And then when they start meowing or barking in a certain way, you can see what they're barking or meowing at and really figure out exactly what they're trying to tell you.
So why do dogs, I don't know that I have never noticed this with cats because I'm not a cat guy, but maybe you can tell us. Why do dogs react to music?
Well, it's the different sounds. Dogs have a sense of hearing that's 8 to 10 times better than ours. So, in other words, when they hear different sounds or different notes in music, they kind of tilt their head and they react to it. And it's interesting because I've done research on this over the years, and it's interesting for me to find out that dogs specifically like the type of music that their guardians listen to. So, for example, if you're a country music fan, your dog will like country music. If you're a rock fan, I've yet to find a dog that's into Led Zeppelin, though.
My dogs are all Led Zeppelin.
Charlotte likes to sing with me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You sure she's not just trying to drown you out, Doug?
You've heard Richie. You've heard her sing with me.
I do that all the time. When I'm home by myself, okay, I'll be, and a good song comes on the radio.
Yeah,
I'll be dancing around the house, singing, and my dogs gather around me, jumping up. And that's part of living with dogs, letting them have that type of normal life that we have.
All right. You've written in your blog about renters with pets and how difficult it is oftentimes when you're renting to find a place that will accept a dog or a cat.
It goes city to city. For example, in New York City, it's a lot more difficult. People lie. In other words, there was an article in the New York Times where someone had 5 black cats and told them they only had 1 black cat because they all looked the same. But now in other parts of the country,
all black cats look the same.
And people are actually encouraging renters by saying, okay, we have a doggy park for you. We have places where you can clean up after your dog.
Wow.
Doggy spas, doggy baths in high-rise buildings in New York City now.
That's unusual.
Yeah.
All right, there's the report from Warren Eckstein. You might want to check out all the information that he has at his website. You can find his picture.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.